Welcome to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Show with your host, Board President John Kroll from Kroll Realty.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, December 3rd. Before you know it, it'll be Christmas. Santa will be coming down the chimney. We're privileged to be here at Fox Radio, Hubbard Radio, also referred to as 850 WFTL and 640 WMEN. Have with us corporate trustee member John Kroll from Kroll Realty, our board president at the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. Been around since 1951. We roll with Kroll. Also with us is Rob Hergett from Boost You Our Business. Corporate trustee member, folks, if you have not looked into the 30-day authority pop or done a consultation with Rob, you need to do as such, because if you're looking to generate traffic to your site, that's the man you want to deal with. Rob, go ahead and give your phone number, 305-479-7311. Is that correct, sir?
Sounds good.
And Rob hasn't been with us for a couple weeks. He's been away on business, but we're glad to have him back. Also, if you're looking for a digital app or if you're looking for different tools to generate traffic, Rob was kind enough to share with John and I over a year ago that if you do an open rate on an email campaign and you're at 15 to 20%, you're doing well. Later today, Rob will be doing an interview. He'll talk about an open rate on the campaigns that he does that are at 85 and 90%. We'll touch on that later. Also, what we want to do is get into it with Tom Bogdan from CoCard Visa. Tom is a corporate trustee member in the Preferred Merchant Processing Company for the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. Tom, let's get into it a little bit. Give your call sign, your pertinent contact information, how people can get a hold of you, what you're seeing, and what you can do for people as we go into the 2023 calendar year.
Well, thank you very much, Rob. It's good to be back again here and sharing our information with CoCard Merchant Services as a company. And CoCard Merchant Services, we do have companies and offices all across the country. I'm handling South Florida as well as a few other states. And we offer a comprehensive consultation, is confidential, of course, where we can take a look at a person's business and see how they're accepting credit cards, because a lot of times people are with the same system for a long time and maybe their rates have increased, as well as new opportunities for new systems and ways to get paid, because we do that in person with a credit card machine, and a lot nowadays we do that online with what's called virtual terminal through a computer, through your website. And the latest and greatest is what's called cash discount. And that's where the merchant can save about, the business owner can save about 95% of the fees that they're used to paying out on credit card fees and expenses, so they can save quite a bit of money.
Tom, you know, on average, when someone uses a merchant processing company, I know there's variable rates. I know Square is 1%, if, correct me if I'm wrong. And then if memory serves me correct, and I know Rob's well-versed in this as well, it's usually between 2.3 to 3.5%, sometimes around 4% capped at that. Is that correct or incorrect?
That's correct. You mentioned to start with, you said Square about 1%. Square runs about 3.5% to 4% on their processing. And general rule of speaking is that that might be a good starting point if someone's doing less than $1,000 a month in processing sales on credit cards. But when they pass that point up, they should be paying what you just stated in the, you know, 2.3, 2.5%. And again, that's if they want to go ahead and process credit cards and pay the credit card fees. The other opportunity then is to do the cash discount, and that is where the card holder or the customer pays the credit card fees, and the business owner does not pay any credit card processing fees. And again, you know, if it's a business that's doing sizable volume, let's say a business does $20,000, $30,000, or $40,000 a month, they could be saving $600 to $1,000 a month, over $12,000 a year in expense that they now pay out, and they can make that go away.
Rob Hergett with Boost Your Business. I know, you know, cards, most of them, you know, the rewards and all the things, the perks that come along with cards is jacking these merchant processing rates through the roof. Are you seeing a lot of companies open to this cash discount? I know it's been around for a little bit, but are you seeing it to be popular out there, or are there other ways to lower those costs?
Well, there's a few other ways to lower them, but the main one is you know, the idea there is that they're passing on the expense of those cards, because there's so many rewards cards out there, Capital One Rewards and, you know, and all the other ones that have added on points that the cardholder gets. When the cardholder gets those points, maybe they get free airline tickets or whatever else, but that opportunity is not going back to the business owner. But the probably the rule of thumb with cash discount, also called, well, there's another program that's for restaurants. I won't get into that detail. But average ticket plays a big important part on that, because to have a percentage added or even just a processing fee added to the credit cards, if the average ticket is under $100, that's a very popular program. It gets to be a little bit harder when you have large ticket items where somebody's, you know, presenting a credit card to a business for $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000, then that processing fee is quite a bit more expensive that they, you know, passing that on to a cardholder. So we see restaurants, gift shops, you know, small mom and pop stores and things like that. It's become very, very popular all across the country.
I know one of the issues when it comes to merchant processing, because I talk to a lot of clients and many of them say the same things, it's the transparency issue with a lot of the businesses out there. There are a million organizations that are doing merchant processing. Kind of what's your secret sauce regarding this? I know you all have a wonderful reputation in South Florida, and it's got to start with transparency. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I've been in this business for 24 years, and transparency as far as how I conduct my business is that I look at it as a partnership between myself and the business owner, not, you know, not competitively that I'm trying to see what I can charge and they're on the other side of the table. We work together. That's where we work together and do analysis of the business, how they're doing it, and what makes the business sense both to the business owner and to the business.
You know, Tom, I think one of the things that I think most of when I think of you, obviously our relationship goes back in excess of 20 years, all the way back to the county chamber before the merger. And I know I've always dealt with you on a one-on-one, and I've never had a situation arise, because you and I both know I'm not the easiest person to deal with. But, you know, by and large, you've always went above and beyond to help with additional things. Like, I mean, I'm ready to pull my hair out these days when you go through all this PCI compliance stuff. Every time you turn around, there's a new thing you have to do to comply with, and there's a new loophole you got to go through, and there's more red tape to cut through. But, you know, you're very, very well versed in that, and you handle that so well. Your customer service skills are exceptional. You know, I've dealt with a couple of other people, but you're the only one that's ever been on point. You know, we got about a minute or two left, and I want to share this with the listening audience. When you tell me this is where my bill is going to be, or where our bill is going to be at this, you know, from personal things I do and then through the chamber as well, it's always been there. You know, it's never been different. You've always, you know, what you say is what you do, and what you do is what you say. And, you know, that's one thing I admire about you, you know, the integrity and the way that you deal with your clients. You're very hands-on. You're very professional. And I've tried to refer as many people to you as possible. I know it's been tough during the pandemic. But, you know, with that being said, I'm excited about continuing to work with you. And I know that you're rolling out some additional programs. We're happy to have you at all the different events and continue to work with you. For any first-time listeners or anybody out there who may not have tuned in at the beginning of the interview, give everyone your pertinent contact information, phone number, web address, how they can get a hold of you. And then Tom's going to be out at the events coming this week on the 6th, Colony West in Tamarack, and on the 7th at St. Demetrius. You can meet him in person. Go ahead, Tom.
Tom Bogdan is the name. Been in this business 23 years. Our motto is plastic is fantastic. Company is Cocard Merchant Services. Our best number to reach us at is 954-553-8931. That's 954-553-8931. And Rob, thank you for all that accolade on my business. I've always felt that, you know, I don't want to be the guy that doesn't return phone calls or runs from an issue. If I hear there's any issues with one of my merchants, I'm the first one to call them and make sure that they get taken care of and problems resolved and that things run as smoothly as possible for their business, so they don't have to worry about who's handling their money.
Tom Bogdan, Cocard Visa Corporate Trustee Member, Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Tom.
If you're a business owner looking for the best credit card and point-of-sale system, call Cocard Merchant Services. Tom at Cocard will find the solution that fits the needs of your business. Over 100 years of industry experience providing local service with safe, secure processing. For a free confidential analysis, call 954-553-8931. That's 954-553-8931. Or visit the web at CocardMerchantServices.net.
Hubhub.net.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Saturday, December 3rd. We are here at Fox Radio, Hubbard Radio in West Palm Beach, Florida. 97.9 WRMF, home of 850 WFTL, and home of 640 WMEN. We're with us is Corporate Trustee Member Rob Hergett from Boost Your Business, 305-479-7311. Folks, Rob's as well-versed in marketing and advertising, anybody we've ever worked with. He's a guru when it comes to digital marketing. I want to touch today, Rob, on the five core marketing strategies. But at the beginning of the show, you heard us talk about 15 to 20% was a good open rate on an email campaign. What I'd like for Rob to do is lead off and tell what people what a good open rate is on push notifications through the digital marketing campaigns that are used. I believe you said it was around 85 to 90%, correct?
Absolutely.
So with that being said, why don't we touch on the 30-day authority pop, the five core marketing strategies, and how you can help people. And anybody, whether you're a member of the chamber or not, we encourage you to reach out to Rob. He's always available through the radio program. You have his contact information. It's boostyourbusiness.com, 305-479-7311. More times than not, you'll find him at the events. But I can tell you that it's been a privilege for the chamber to be able to take advantage of the 30-day authority pop, because when they're highlighting your five-star reviews, people see that, and it's really, really strong. So go ahead, if you would, Rob. Let's touch on these things.
That sounds great, Rob. I appreciate having me on the show. Again, it's Rob Hergett. I am the founder and president of BoostYourBusiness.com. That's BoostYourBusiness.com, and our number is 305-479-7311. Rob touched a little bit on emails. You know, most businesses out there are still doing emails, and it's important to be doing email campaigns. But keep in mind a pretty good open rate. Some will say even less than this, but 15 to 20% for most people, they would be thrilled at that. One of the areas that that we do a lot with are mobile apps. We've built over 4,000 mobile apps for clients all over the country, and the best part about it is they're probably the most effective way to be able to communicate with your prospective clients and your customers. The average open rate for push notifications is 85 to 95%. So again, keep doing your emails, but you've got to complement that with a mobile app. If you're a business and you don't have a mobile app and you're dealing particularly with consumers, you're missing a huge opportunity to be able to engage with them. One of the things that, I mean, the reason I opened up my marketing agency, I've been doing marketing for over 40 years in South Florida, and I've worked with all sorts of different clients and all sorts of different niches, and I really wanted to revolutionize the way marketing was being done, because in talking with many clients, they weren't getting the results they were looking for, they were paying way too much money, whether it was technology, whether it was strategies, it just wasn't working for them. So we've actually created a number of different technologies, some proprietary strategies that take businesses to the next level. And one of the things I developed is what I call the five core marketing strategy. And just kind of real briefly, the first core is reputation. If you are not building, managing, and marketing your reputation, you are missing out to your competition. Some businesses out there are building it. Very few are managing it. Next to nobody is marketing it. And what we bring to the table is, one, some technology, and two, some really cool strategies on how to market your five-star reputation to the marketplace. It's probably one of the most valuable ways to increase your business. And the second area is social media. I think most businesses out there know that, you know, they need to be posting to all the different social media. Very few of them do it in the way they should be. Either it's not very often, or they're kind of what I call puking all over their followers. Hey, look at us. Look how great we are. We have developed a recipe for social media that involves humor, trivia, all sorts of different things. The idea behind social media is engagement. It's not just about telling people how great you are. It's getting them engaged in what you're talking about and what you're doing. We've also developed a technology called Social Offers, where we can put, let's just say you share an article on social media, they click on it, it goes to Forbes magazine online, they're reading the article. There now is a pop-up at the bottom of that article for an offer from you on Forbes magazine's website. So really, really cool technology. The third area is paid traffic. These days, it's very difficult to build your business organically. But you don't have to spend an enormous amount of money to bring in the amount of traffic to take your business to a whole different level. We've got some technology that nobody has in the small business world, something called time-lapse, where let's just say, for example, you sell sports apparel and you want to get it out to everybody that's a Dolphin fan here in South Florida. We can actually put in Dolphin Stadium address and any other sports areas that would be pertinent to that marketplace, put it in our technology, and we can put your advertising in front of everybody that's been in that address in the last 12 months. Nobody in the small business world is doing that. Very few in the very large business world are doing that, but it's a very powerful strategy, as well as retargeting everybody coming to your website. So paid traffic is a huge part of it. We're able to reach 25,000 people for $700, 25,000 every month for $700. Think about you realtors that are spending 50 cents to a dollar for a postcard to get it out there. You want to reach 25,000 people with your postcard, it's going to cost you $12,000 to $25,000 for the same type of information. So can be extremely cost effective and very powerful. The fourth area is funnels and automation. If you are not automating your business, you're missing a huge opportunity, one, to become more profitable, two, increase your user experience for your customers, and three, just to take it to a whole different level. We are actually, next week, we'll be launching our new SaaS CRM program. It is probably the most sophisticated CRM in the marketplace. You can automate almost everything that you're doing. You can send emails, text messages, Facebook chats. You can do voice drops, all within an automation. So you set up the automation once, and every prospect that's coming through your funnel, all of that will be done for you. Really, really sophisticated, unlimited contacts. I mean, we're real excited about it, and it starts at $167 a month. So it's a great way to automate your business, really inexpensive. And the last area is what I call media. Obviously, we're talking on the radio here, but one of the areas, again, is mobile apps. You're missing a huge opportunity if you haven't developed a mobile app yet, and it can be incredibly inexpensive to do. But the other area that we're real excited about is we're actually developing our own television network, Boost Network, where we will have channels on Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire. And we're bringing that to the small business world at a very affordable price. So that's the 4-5 core marketing strategy. Again, it's Rob Herget, Boost Your Business. That's boosturbusiness.com, 305-479-7311. We would love to help you in any way we can.
Boost Your Business is a unique full-service digital marketing agency dedicated to helping businesses increase their customers by using unique and innovative technologies along with powerful strategies. Call Boost Your Business today to find out how to get your ad in front of 30,000 people online for $700 and increase your website's conversions up to 248%. The first 30 days are free of charge. Call today 305-479-7311 or visit boosturbusiness.com. That's boosturbusiness.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce Radio Program. Saturday, December 3rd, we are here at Fox Radio in West Palm Beach, Florida, also referred to as Hubbard Radio, home of 850 WFTL and 640 WM, and as well as 97.9 WRMF. Have with us Jade Hoffmeister from Flow to Glow. Folks, this is interesting. Jade was a registered nurse for in excess of 20 years, and she has Flow to Glow. Basically, she specializes in anti-aging. So, you know, when you get old like myself, you're feeling a little tired and drained, you want a little more energy. A lot of people out there are trying to get out and enjoy more activities to alleviate diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure. Some people are dealing with inflammation, pain, arthritis, and depression. Regardless of what it may be, what I want to do, Jade, is everybody knows this terminology. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the terminology antioxidant. Mm-hmm. But I want you to explain to the listening audience really what it means when you suffer from different things that cause you to have reactions due to a large amount of antioxidants that are built up within your system. And obviously, you know, it can be everything from cell reduction to stiffness, could be pain. Like I have pain in my back with bone spurs and I have bad knees. John has a bad neck. It's interesting because, you know, whether it's the vitamin B12 shots, whether it's glutathione or NADs, mm-hmm. you do so many things that we want to educate the listening audience on, because we're here in Florida. It's the fourth largest state in the nation. It has the second largest boomer population next to my home state of California. And so many people need to know that the products that you offer could help them combat some of the things that they're suffering from and could help alleviate those. We have limited time, so what I want you to do is address that initial question. And I know that John has a couple of questions he wants to ask you as well. And if time presents itself, Rob will ask a couple of questions as well. Go ahead, if you would, please.
Awesome. Thank you for having me here today. So when I think about health and longevity, it all boils down to strong immunity. And that's exactly what we do here at Float to Glow, Rob. We give you a defense mechanism. That's what our products are. We have a range of anti-aging products that is a defense mechanism to protect your healthy DNA from being attacked by free radicals, and we'll get that into that in a minute. So our products work at the cellular level. And what we do is that we help decrease the effects of aging, of premature aging, which is early aging, and also the complications of aging. And so in effect, what we try to restore the balance of free radicals and antioxidants. And everything we do is holistic and natural. So you asked me, what is an antioxidant? When I think about an antioxidant, I think of it as a scavenger going around in your body, in your bloodstream, looking for broken cells, damaged cells, mutated cells, and protecting your healthy DNA from these free radicals. And like I always say, it's a fight between the imbalance of free radicals and antioxidants. So I have a product called glutathione. I also refer to as GSH. And you can do a quick, simple Google on GSH benefits, and it will surprise you like it surprised me. So what GSH does, it is a powerful antioxidant. In fact, its research has called it the mother of all antioxidants. And what happens is that glutathione decreases as you age. And as research has shown, it is directly correlated to chronic conditions and diseases. So I help people that have pain, inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, hypertension, diabetes, anxiety, depression, weight loss issues, and so forth. We have a program. In our program, we call it Build Better Health from Home. Why did we call it that? Because guess what? You do not have to go out to your doctor's office to go get an injectable, for instance, B12 or a glutathione. So we have patches, injectables, and IV infusions. In fact, I met yesterday at the expo that we had over there, Rob at PGA. I met him and he said, "Thank God I found you." He's been looking for someone that can help him get B12 injections, and he was so excited that he doesn't have to go to an office. He doesn't have to drive there. He doesn't have to wait. He doesn't have to spend the excess expense of administering it, and he can do it right from home with education and videos that I provide. And so my next favorite, besides GSH, is one of my favorites, like I said, my next favorite product is NAD. And that is our brain restoration vitamin we have. And if I would recommend everyone to invest in your brain health, because it helps you focus with forgetfulness, confusion. It prevents and helps you from, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. And who does not want to keep sharp until we're 100 years old? John, I see you over there. You have a burning question. Go ahead.
I'm on fire over here.
Yeah, I see that.
I need to talk to you. the one thing I like about it, that you have experience in the field, you travel, you go to the people, and you have the experience. How do you get started with, you know, signing up? I know there's medical things that you have to be careful about. Mm-hmm. Somebody, you know, might have a something that might have a reaction to what you're mm-hmm. doing. Mm-hmm. And it's more holistic. I like the fact that, that what you're doing is holistic.
Right. So that's actually a good question. Because it is holistic and it's natural, these products that I provide, maybe one in a thousand may have some kind of weird reaction, but for the most part, it is absolutely safe because I already said it's in your body. And like you, I think you asked, if we do have a free consultation. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure which product is best for you, you know, all you have to do is just give us a call. Our number is 813-773-1003. And just give us a call, and we'll be happy to answer any questions for you. Any other questions, John?
You're very informative, and you're direct. You know what you're doing. And it's, you know, your health is so important right now. People are getting drained. You're so busy running around. My work is like, you know, I'm working till 8 o'clock at night most of the week, and you need mm-hmm. the fact that you got that B12 shot, you know, you need that jolt, that energy, it affects you when you're working with people, being alert too,
right? Being sharp and having energy.
You brought up about the the mind and stuff with the
NAD
mm-hmm. that is pretty cool. So I'm all in on that. I've had medical issues my whole life, so I know we're running out of time here. So again, Flo, she's in studio with us. She's a very sweet and bright woman, and she has she's helping people with her health. I'm all in for that.
Absolutely. So guys, come on down. I'll be December 6th at Colony West in Tamarack, Wednesday the 7th, December 7th at Demetrius in Fort Lauderdale. Come on down for your B12 energy shots. Hope to see you guys there. Thank you.
Those shots work. I tell you, I feel 5 years younger already. God knows I need another 2 shots, but I'll tell you what, it does work. And we're really happy to have you with us in studio this morning, and we're looking forward to working with you for years to come.
Thank you.
Jade Hoffmeister, Flow to Glow. Go ahead and give everyone your website and phone number one more time before you sign off this morning.
Okay, my website's flowtoglow.com, and my phone number is 813-773-1003. Come on down.
Thank you.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail newspaper and business directories are also available, with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit greatersouthfloridachamber.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, December 3rd. My, the year has flown. We're privileged this morning to be at Fox Radio, also referred to as Hubbard Radio, in West Palm Beach, Florida, where you can hear it on the app. We're here with corporate trustee member Lala Bentall, who's the director of operations, recruiting, and their events for MaxZip, who has over 25 years of telecommunication experience in IP Internet Protocol. They also have special programs they offer for the elderly, the 55 and 65 and over, as well as businesses throughout the state and throughout the country. Also with this corporate trustee member, Rob Hergett from Boost Your Business, co-host of our weekly radio programs, Jade Hoffmeister, corporate trustee member from Flow to Glow Wellness, and the president of our board at the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce and the host of our weekly radio programs, Lala, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll, been around since 1951. John's the oldest living real estate agent in the state.
Yeah.
It's been around since 1931. What I'd like for you to do, Lala, is get into it a little bit this morning, give everyone an overview on what you do and how you can help them. Go ahead, please.
Yes, absolutely. So the great thing about our company is that we can reach such a variety of different families and people overall throughout South Florida. And all across the U.S. in general, we are proud to be a service provider under the Affordable Connectivity Program, which is an FCC program that allows us to provide many of the qualifying households with free high-speed internet for 5 years, as well as a free Android tablet for only a one-time $20 activation fee. Yes, it is 5 years of free high-speed internet on the device. And the great thing is that that same SIM card from the device can be actually used on any T-Mobile accessible device, such as a cell phone, which will also provide you with free minutes, talk, and text, in addition to the free internet service that you will already receive for those 5 years. So all of those services would be free under that SIM card. It is only one qualifying device per household, so you cannot receive multiple devices. However, you can receive a secondary SIM card, which will grant you the same type of service, which is 100% free with no copay or activation. In order to qualify for the program, you need to be under an existing qualifying program, such as SNAP, WIC, Medicaid, veterans and survivors, students who receive Pell Grants, or parents if you have students who qualify for the free national breakfast in the school lunch program, then you would also qualify. And additionally, if the household income is within the 200% poverty guidelines, you will also qualify. So there's many ways in order to qualify for this great program. It is free internet for 5 years, and we're just really looking to give back to the community and provide people with the access that they otherwise wouldn't have to reach the internet. We've been able to change lives in so many ways, and people are able to create resumes and go on job posting sites or receive other resources because now they have the internet access to go to these websites and do these applications to get the assistance that they need.
Hi, this is John Kroll. I jumped in because I knew somebody else was going to probably jump in before me. So I am really interested to talk to you because I had a client, and this is what it was really frustrating for me. I sold a house in Port St. Lucie, and the clients were a young, new first-time home buyers moving in a house, and they didn't have any their internet. They couldn't get any kind of reception on that. So it was very frustrating. They were ready to resell the house because the wife was so upset because the kids couldn't get on their iPads or whatever, and they're doing their schoolwork. So is your area, are you based off of towers, or how does your internet work?
Service is actually through T-Mobile. That's who backs up our service. So we are in all of their towers. So that's how we get our services.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're not you're brokering through another company. Is that what it is? Or
no, we are our own telecom company. However, it is backed up by T-Mobile.
Oh, okay.
So it is Maxit Telecom. When you sign up for the services, you will be signing up to Maxit.
Oh,
however,
okay.
The SIM card and the service itself is only for T-Mobile devices, and our device is T-Mobile compatible as well.
I gotcha.
How are you finding these people that are eligible? Are you advertising to them? Does the government give you a list? How do you know who is eligible, who's not eligible, and how do you get in touch with them?
So the main thing for us is really just networking and getting our name out there. As far as advertising, we're not really marketing too much because we're still expanding and opening up locations. And a lot of our locations are pop-ups. They will be set up outside of a blood bank or outside of a food, you know, like a discount food store, areas like that. We really just do a market research for our demographic. We try to do a lot of community events where we know there's going to be people who qualify, you know, schools, because the majority of kids do receive these programs. And, you know, universities as well, if you receive a Pell Grant. So we kind of just try to go take a demographic and just do a little bit of research, and based on that, put our names out there. We're also putting up on free events on Eventbrite, inviting people to come visit us at one of our locations.
Do you reach out to churches or that type of organization that that might deal with the I don't want to say poor, but the less assets?
Yeah, the ones who would need, you know, assistance. And absolutely, we love to get involved with the churches. We love to do food drives during Thanksgiving. We did turkey giveaways. We're trying to build to our team and, you know, incorporate more people so we can get more locations. I would love to be in more churches, more food banks, even the homeless shelters. You know, we can really provide people with an opportunity that they don't currently receive.
You know, down here in South Florida, there is a probably in Fort Lauderdale, probably the largest group of nonprofits, and a good chunk of them deal with probably your demographics. Are you out there aggressively talking to nonprofits and working together to help these people?
Absolutely. So we currently have an ongoing list that is being added to on a daily basis, where we're incorporating all of these locations. We're making calls. We're scheduling appointments to do presentations as well, and not just in those, but also like in senior homes or adult daycares. You know, anywhere where would be our demographic, we try to reach out to them, make an appointment, and show them our product and services, as well as show the people how to use our products. Our tablets are senior accessible. They're also very easily accessible to people with disabilities. Our icons are very large. It's not too complicated. It's very easy to navigate, making it a very seamless experience for everybody.
Hi, Lila. We're running out of time here, so it was a pleasure speaking with you. And tell everybody how you can get in touch with you and your website and get more information about your company.
Absolutely. So if you would like to visit us in person, we have two kiosks at the Sawgrass Malls. One is right in front of the Nike outlet. The other one is right in front of BrandSmart. We also have a kiosk at the Opa-locka Flea Market and indoors at the Flop Shop. Or you can visit us at maxipconnect.com. And you can go ahead and do an online application as well for free and get a tablet shipped to your door.
Lala, I want to thank you for being on with us. Once again, you'll be able to meet Lala and her team on the 6th, coming up next week at the Colony West in Tamarack, and on December 7th over at St. Demetrius in Fort Lauderdale. Thank you, Lala.
Thank
Have
you
a great
guys.
Saturday.
Thanks, Lala.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail newspaper and business directories are also available, with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit greatersouthfloridachamber.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. December 3rd, the year is flying. Our next interview this morning is our board president and corporate trustee member, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. Been around since 1951. He's also the host of our weekly radio programs here on Fox Radio at Greater South Florida Chamber. And I also want to talk a little bit this morning, John, about the interest rates. Hearing so much about it. I mean, I want to get your feedback on this. You know, I know that Mr. Mansour at Titan Funding says it's still a buyer's market, but I hear people talking about the interest rates. People are panicking. Let's get your take on it. As we come out of 2022, they said there's still a lot of great opportunities here in South Florida and throughout the country. And as we get into the 2023 calendar year, what are you thinking? What are you seeing?
Well, the National Realtors report came out, and interest rates were in October, we're in the sevens, and this month they have come down in the six. So they're going to fluctuate, but they're on the rise. They're going to be going up. They were talking in the market of a down market, which is across the country. I got friends in California that are in the mortgage business. They're getting California getting hit pretty hard because there's a 17% drop in real estate out there in the West. In the East Coast, it's more – well, Southern East Coast, it's about 4% in a difference. So I still think our area is going to be in the southern area. So Florida area is going to be still consistent. I've been busy. I don't have any inventory. I only have like a few listings left, and we're pretty much moving the stuff that we have that we take in.
When you say going down 4%, is that prices or is that inventory?
Just in general, the market share.
Inventory.
Overall, just sales and the whole gamut.
Okay.
So it's you would relate that more to the sales, correct? It would be more on a sales drop. It's been about a 4% drop, which is due because of interest rate, because what happens is once the rate goes up, people can't qualify for certain homes, and the banks are getting very tight on lending money, very strict on requirements, guidelines, and whatnot. So that is that. That's why you need a seasoned agent. I mean, it's important. You know, a lot of people get in the business and they write a deal and then they don't know how to follow through with the deal and make sure it closes, because there's a lot of hurdles that you have to go through when you're in a deal. It's the start to finish.
I saw a friend of mine posted something on social media the other day, which was kind of interesting, and it was basically comparing what the market was like maybe 6-8 months ago, where everybody was paying either equal or above listing price, but at a much lower interest rate, versus these days, you know, sellers are a little more flexible, so people are getting off the asking price at a higher interest rate. And the numbers that she was showing, basically it was either equal or in some cases actually less expensive today, even with higher interest rates, because they are getting better deals on the houses that they're that they're buying.
That's
so
great point. I am personally, I would rather pay a higher interest rate and get a house at a lower price. Because you can't change.
Interest rates go down at some point.
Exactly. You hit it on the head, because it is you can't adjust that price once you buy the house. That can't be adjusted. It's fixed. You know, and you're talking, you know, houses selling over appraised value. A lot of these deals, people were lined up to buy these homes. So, and you know, they were writing deals that wasn't contingent upon appraisal. So people were eating that difference. You're talking, you know, good money, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. Sometimes a lot more than that. Depends on how, you know, hot that neighborhood is. You know, it's locations, like in Coral Springs, the school system's good there. You know, certain people want to be in those areas. And
how busy John is. They're calling him off the hook right now. There's a phone. There's a house available. So
the phone just keeps ringing. I can't stop that.
It'll be interesting, though, if interest rates do get in the in the teens, because that gets a little scary for most of us who don't remember the 70s and early 80s when interest rates were through the roof. So
yeah, well, I was in the business back then. I started in 81, so I was at 18%. So it's just a, you know, with real estate, you navigate for myself in that profession, you navigate into different avenues. You get into rentals and different things to generate income. But for the consumer and the customers, it's tough. A lot of people don't have cash to come in and buy these deals. So, but again, always the market works for people. They'll come up with a program. Now they got the buy down programs, the three five programs, where you can buy the interest rate down, or you can have concessions. They'll up the concessions for the sellers to pay to buy down that interest rate, so that way you can carry it on until the economy hopefully gets normal. It looks kind of doom and gloom with things, the way things are going with the government and stuff, and that, you know, what's happening there affects everybody. Especially,
but isn't there a positive in a way to all that's going on with the regulations and banks tightening up, in the fact that they're weeding out people who really should be buying houses, who have the ability to buy houses, versus, you know, 10 years ago when people were basically letting anybody buy houses, whether they could afford it or not afford it, and we, you know, had some significant bubbles. Is that
what happens when the economy? Well, it affects the economy. If you're not selling houses, you're not making the economy stimulate. So the economy is driven by that. I told Rob right when this election went down, I say, watch gas rates go up. They're going to shut down. They think they know what they're doing, and they don't. They messed up our economy, and they shut down, and we were very stable. And just for whatever agenda they're in, it just messed up everything. So, you know, house ownership of houses drives so much business for all kinds of avenues of people, and the benefits of owning opposed to renting.
But wasn't it a little ugly a few years back?
Oh, where, yeah, no, no. That was, well, the problem is
we're getting mortgages that couldn't afford mortgages.
Exactly. Well, that's called greed. Okay, that's what hit the spot. That was during Bush. That was George Bush back, and he opened up the market with that. So he had to get something going with the economy. So he opened up the guidelines for lending. So, and that people took advantage of that. That's right. People will take advantage of certain things. The regulations weren't there to govern that. And a lot of people should have gone to jail that didn't go to jail for that period of time. But yeah, it's, I can go on a whole tangent with that. So don't get me going with that.
Well, it's interesting, because I had a conversation in the pool at the club with a guy from Canada. I did not know Canada there's no such thing as a 30-year loan
no,
in Canada.
No, the rates
you
are crazy.
You can't get a 30-year loan in. No. So it's there's a fine line there as far as what makes sense. But well, you're the guy to tell us how that works.
Oh yeah, I that's what I like to do. I like to consult people and help them out with that. I've been through the fire and know that. But I my time's running out. I'm getting the finger pointed at me. So I'm gonna have to wrap it up here. Thanks for having me today. You can get in touch with me. My cell number is 954-410-2301. Our website is www.crowellrealty.com. Give us a call. We'll help you out. We've been doing this for a long time. I'm a second-generation realtor. Company's been open since 1951. So give us a holler.
Thank you, John.
Do you know that Kroll Realty has been serving homeowners since 1951? Hello, my name is John Kroll, second generation realtor, owner and operator of Kroll Realty. The market is on fire and we need inventory. So if you're thinking about selling your home, you need to give us a call. And you can reach me on my direct line at 954-410-2301. Or you can go to our website, www.krollrealty.com. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. Think of Kroll next time you're selling your home.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, December 3rd. We're privileged to be here at Hubbard Radio, also referred to as Fox Radio, West Palm Beach, Florida. Have with us corporate trustee member and co-host of our weekly radio programs, Rob Hergett from Boost You Our Business, 305-479-7311. Folks, more than likely, Rob will be out at the events this week on the 6th and 7th. If not, you can reach to him. Check into the 30-Day Authority Pop and the 5 Core Marketing Strategies. As far as digital marketing goes, he's a guru. He is the best in the business. That's why he's with us. With us also is a corporate trustee member, Jade Hoffmeister from Flow to Goal Wellness. 20 years of experience as a registered nurse, and she specializes in aging. Very interesting, folks. If you need a B12 shot, you're looking for glutathione or NADs to make sure that you can alleviate the complications of antioxidants and the effects that they cause on the body, you want to reach to Jade, and she'll give her contact information at the end of this interview as well. With us is corporate trustee member Natasha Navarette, who's one of the key members for Enhance Health, folks. Enhance Health is an interesting organization. They started during the pandemic with a couple dozen employees. They're up over 700 employees. They took the bull by the horns. They were the ones that introduced Medicare and Medicaid in Part A, B, and C into the digital age. And I want to commend you for doing that. You and your team have done a fantastic job, because it's not easy to teach an old dog new tricks, as they say. I want to be careful how I say that, but I'm old myself. I'm classified as a senior citizen now. And I know that we want to touch on something a little different this morning. On the 5th, 6th, and 7th, that's December 5th, Monday, December 6th, Tuesday, and December 7th, Wednesday, from 10:30 to 2 p.m. at 1550 Sawgrass Corporate Parkway in Sunrise, Florida, at your new facility. That's 33323 if you're Googling it. You're welcome to come by and see Natasha and her team. They're going to be helping people with open enrollment, hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, and you can do a one-on-one, or you can attend a workshop or seminar with one of her and her teammates, and they can assist you. We have a few minutes this morning left. I want you to get into it, share with the listening audience a little bit about what I just explained and what you've got going on, so they know how to reach to you and your team. Go ahead, Natasha, if you would, please.
Thank you so much for the warm welcome, Rob. You are absolutely right. Listeners, you are invited to Enhance Health's first annual Medicare Advantage enrollment event. So we'll be hosting this on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. That's the 5th, 6th, and 7th, echoing what Rob said there. You're welcome to come at 10:30 a.m. The event will officially start at 11. If you'd like to grab some snacks, engage, you know, talk to our representatives, we are more than happy to have you there. It's going to be going on until 2 p.m. So some of the advantages are you'll be able to find a healthcare plan that meets your needs. Now, it is the last week of open enrollment, so this is a great chance for anyone who's unhappy. Even if you've chosen a plan already, we might be able to find one that better suits you. Or if you don't have one, even better. You'll be able to speak with some representatives from major health insurance companies and discover some services available from local healthcare providers in your network. So really good opportunity.
Hey, this is Rob Hergett with Boost Your Business. My past life, I own an insurance agency down in Miami for 30 years. So I know your business pretty well. What's your secret sauce? I mean, there's a million insurance agencies out there, and many of them deal with Medicare. You all have grown in leaps and bounds. Your reputation is impeccable. What's your secret sauce? What should people know about you that differentiates you from the others?
Absolutely. So we like to know ourselves as healthcare done differently, because we're not just you know, a robot behind a computer that's just going to give you any plan. We actually listen to your story. We want to know what your personalized needs are so we can educate you on the best healthcare plan available to you. With that, we help you pick the correct one, and we support you throughout your healthcare journey. So you do have a concierge available to you if you do have any questions, because I know navigating insurance is pretty tricky, and our staff really cares. I think that's what makes us, you know, something special.
And you all deal with you know, ACA insurance as well. You're not just dealing with Medicare. You're helping people go through picking out health care for those that are not a Medicare age. Is that right?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. We do offer, you know, ACA for those who fit the correct, you know, range of salary. I would say the best way to get some more information, because I want to make sure to not quote anything incorrectly, give us a call. One of our representatives will be happy to find the correct plan for anyone who is eligible for ACA. And the phone number would be 844-677-4662.
And tell those that are listening, because we kind of include most of South Florida. What are the areas that you all work in the state of Florida? Are you strictly in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, or you're covering a much broader area?
Yeah, so we have members from all over the country, but we are looking to build stronger connections in our local communities. So we are in Broward County, and our footprint is growing in Dade and West Palm Beach as well.
Fantastic. And just for those that want to be a little bit impressed, you all started off with what, 12, 15 employees when you started a year ago, and what are you at now?
Yeah, it was about less than 30, and we are over 600, and that number is steadily growing. So we have some really exciting things coming, and we're just going to continue to see growth from here.
Hey, that says it all. You don't grow from 30 to 600 in a year by not doing what's best for the consumer and doing a great job out there. Hey, we only have a minute left. Let the audience know your pertinent contact information. How can they reach you, whether it's website, phone number, all that?
Absolutely. So starting with the event side of it, if you would like to RSVP, you are welcome. If you would like to just walk in, but if you would like to RSVP ahead of time, please give us a call at 954-526-3407. That's for all the events going on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Remember, there will be refreshments. Now, if you would like to call us at any time, that's between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our phone number is 844-677-4662. For those of you who prefer to go online, we have a great platform there. That's nchancehealth.com.
Sounds fantastic. Rob, what do you have to say?
You know, I real quickly, I've spoke to several people that have worked with Enhance Health, and they said that one gentleman told me point blank. He said, if you were to look up integrity and transparency in the dictionary, the rep's picture would be there, because he was frustrated with past situations with other companies. He'd had problems with, he felt people weren't clarifying things properly, and he'd had issues, because it's an ever-changing thing. You know that, Rob, just as Natasha does. Your provider can change. Your prescriptions can change. The cost can change. These people dot all the I's. They cross all the T's. They go the extra mile to make sure that they're giving proper customer service and going above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that they're taking care of our seniors, who are the backbone of our country. So that's really all I could say about that. And we're just privileged to have them on our roster, just as we are to have Boost Your Business, Kroll Realty, and Flow to Glow, and all the other companies we work with. On the 5th, 6th, and 7th, from 10:30 a.m. till 2 p.m., you can reach out to Natasha and her team, RSVP, or you can just show up at 1550 Sawgrass Corporate Parkway, 33323 in Sunrise, Florida. Enhance Health will assist you with open enrollment. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Rob and team. Happy holidays to everyone.
Thanks.
Appreciate
it.
Have a great weekend.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail, newspaper, and business directories are also available, with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit greatersouthfloridachamber.com.
You've been listening to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Show with your host, Board President John Kroll from Kroll Realty.